Well, we are in the middle of debate season, but politics aren't the only things worth debating this time of year.
And joining us live, Scott Greenberg, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner with our Wine of the Week. Welcome back, Scott.
Good to be back, Sean.
So you and your wife, Cindy, sitting down having the great debate on several big wines. How did that happen?
Why should we just leave this to the presidents?
Exactly.
They shouldn't be the ones having all the fun. No, we agree on a lot of stuff, like what time the kids' curfew should be and stuff like that. But when it comes to wine, we don't always agree.
So how about Sauvignon Blancs? How do you feel about that?
Well, we both like Sauvignon Blancs, but we like a different style. So let's talk about the 2011 Noblio Icon Sauvignon Blanc. This is from Marlborough region of New Zealand. Now, Cindy really likes, it's very crisp, palate cleansing. She really likes the grassy notes in it. It's got some tropical fruit, but she really kind of likes that grassiness. I'm not a fan of the grassy notes per se. This one kind of was a little bit overwhelming. So I really like papaya, mango, really great. Again, crisp finish. And for $20, it really is a very significant Sauvignon Blanc. But if you're a grassy person, you're not going to like it. If you're a grassy person, you're going to love it.
Okay, well, let's now go to Pinot Noir out of Burgundy, France. So you do have a little disagreement on that?
We did. We had a little bit of a disagreement. Hmm. Again, 2011, Domaine Joseph Druin. This is the La Forêt Bourgogne Pinot Noir. It's $15. Now, this is a blend of over 12 different appellations throughout the region of Burgundy. Mm-hmm. So they're taking grapes from all over the place, blending them together. Cindy really, really liked the fact that it had this bright flavor of strawberry, cranberry, red cherry, and it had a really fresh finish on the both the palate and clean finish. And she loves the low price of $15. I, on the other hand, if anybody cares, I like a little more oomph from my Pinot Noir. It is a very beautiful Pinot. Again, bright cherry, had that red berry fruit, but they don't use a whole lot of oak in this wine, so there's really just more fruit than any other depth. I thought it was a little bit one-dimensional, but again, $15, pretty nice wine.
Now, we have to figure there are some wines you agree on, Scott.
There was. There was this one wine.
One
we
wine.
Both sat down and went, wow, we were really surprised. And by the way, we were surprised for two reasons. One, that we actually agreed on a wine. But two, it was the 2010 Kendall Jackson Grand Reserve Chardonnay. Now, it's from Santa Barbara and Monterey counties. And a lot of people overlook the Kendall Jackson wines. Don't. This wine is a particularly wonderful Chardonnay. Cindy really liked the fact that it had flavors of peach, nectarine, citrus, slightly creamy frame, and she really liked the lush finish and touch of vanilla. I thought it was really complex. It had a lot of depth to it. Again, I found ripe apple, nectarine, little lemon-lime tart on my palate. But I also liked the vanilla characteristics on it. And I just really thought this wine was a winner. $22. It's a high-quality wine for $22.
All right. Well, you can go back to your binder full of wines and join us next week. Scott Greenberg, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner. Want to know what wine to drink with your next meal? Check out all of Scott's recommendations on WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week.